as you all continue to get to know me, that today, being a Marian day, I was thinking, well, just be prepared to cry just in case, you know, because as we know, when I talk about our Blessed Mother, sometimes I get kind of emotional about that. But today is the memorial of the dedication of the Basilica of St. Mary Major. And that's an important one for me because I lived so close by to it for 5 years of my life. And I got to go there recently this year. Of course, I didn't know that I was going to have to come back to Rome as quickly as I did. But during the ad limina visits this year, when the bishops came to Rome, I had the opportunity to celebrate the first Mass that I'd ever been able to celebrate at Mary Major. And so I was really thankful for that opportunity. And I heard that this is actually a reflection in the Magnificat, so perhaps some of you had seen it. But I was going to mention one of my favorite things about Mary Major, even though they say that it could be legend because the story had appeared a little bit later on in the history of Mary Major. But one of it, sometimes it's referred to as Our Lady of the Snows, because there were two patrons that had a lot of money, and they didn't know exactly what they should do with it. But then they wanted to devote that money to the Mother of God, because they had such a strong devotion to Mary, and she was so important in their lives and instrumental in their lives as Christians. And so they're like, "What are we going to do, Lord? What should we do with our money?" And so they prayed and they offered kind of this up to the Lord. And then eventually, on the same night that they had a dream of the Blessed Mother, in the middle of the summer in Rome, which is quite hot, you know, at the peak of the summer, on the highest kind of part of the hill, on the Equiline Hill in Rome, snow covered that part of the hill. And this coincided with the dream that the couple had. And so that's where they decided to build the Basilica of Mary Major, was on top of that snow-covered spot in that miraculous time frame. And so on August 5th every year, when they celebrate the dedication of the church in Rome is when, I don't know if they did it this year, which is kind of a sad thought to me, but hopefully they did, but white flower petals are kind of showered down from the, you know, the top inside of St. Mary Major to commemorate Our Lady of the Snows. And it's just a beautiful image and thought of how that foundation of that amazing basilica was there. And I'm sure that there's quite a bit of you who have been there. This is quite a devoted group, so I know a lot of you have made pilgrimages to Rome before. But one of the most amazing things that's there is the creche, the crib that Jesus was born in, of Mary. That relic is actually there in that church. And I'm thinking, it's amazing to me sometimes, you just walk into these churches in Rome, you're like, that's there? That's actually there? I mean, it kind of like blows your mind. You're like, we have that? That's unbelievable. And you're standing there, you know, like in a reliquary looking at it. And you're like, this is an amazing, amazing relic that has been saved and that we have in the church. And it's amazing to me that more people in the world would not be blown away by that, but they're simply not, sadly. But one of the things I had reflected on today when I was thinking about Mary, thinking about motherhood, was my mom can't stand the sight of my blood or my sister's blood. She can stand blood, like if somebody gets hurt or something like that, it's not like she goes faint or something like that, but it's ours, like her own children. And I got hurt a lot as a child. I played sports my whole life. The amount of trips to the emergency room my dear mother took, usually she had to let my dad handle that part. Because this part really fascinates me. And for those of you out there that are mothers, and there are many here today, perhaps you'll understand this same thing. She said when she saw me hurt her womb, she would get like a feeling in, like, oh, you know, like a feeling in her womb, like deep inside of her, like, oh gosh, my son, my child, my daughter is hurt. And that just fascinated me, that my mom, seeing one of her own children hurt, that she would feel it in her womb. And I thought that was just such a wild thing, but an amazing thing, because it kind of shows the depth of love that a mother has for their children. And, you know, being a priest, of course, there's no shortage of people who approach you about their children, about the worry about the love that they have for their children. And I understand that. My life has been kind of up and down. I think my mom worries about me a lot less these days. Thank God now that I've chosen this vocation. But, you know, throughout some of my life, she worried. And I know that there's so many mothers out there that have spent so many sleepless nights and so many prayers worrying about their children. And we see that in the gospel today. Somebody who's not even a part of Israel, not really a part of the fold, that's like in the club of the Jewish people that were kind of surrounding Jesus, approaches him because of that great love that she had for her daughter. In the healing, the pleading that she wanted, from Christ to help. And here's the thing, sometimes I feel helpless. When some of you approach me, or I'm sure Father Carey feels the same way, I'm sure Father Brent felt the same way, there's just some difficulties in your life. You know, you're here in this church today, those of you who are tuning in on a weekday to watch Mass, some of your children don't believe what you believe. And that's far more painful than any injury, I think. And sometimes my hands feel tied as well. I pray for you. I pray for you when you ask me to pray for you. And sometimes you just wish that there was more that you can do. But this is one thing that I always take comfort in. And I was talking to my mom yesterday about this, is that the thing that we're so unbelievably bad at is the thing that Jesus is perfect at. Justice and mercy. He rules with two arms, justice and mercy. And he's able to hold them in perfect balance. And like I said, we are, as human beings, are terrible at that one. It's just like sometimes, oh gosh, we have a sense of justice, all right, but our mercy's kind of like way down here, Or sometimes we could be a little bit too merciful and not hold people accountable for the things that they should be held accounted for. But Jesus does that perfectly. So our worry, and there's so many times where he tells us to not be anxious and worried. And the reason that he says that, and the reason that we should actually have our trust and faith in him, is because he can hold that in perfect balance. So much better than any one of us can. Like I said, we just can't do it. We get blinded by one thing or the other. So we have to remember that. We have to remember that his love for us is a perfect balance of justice and mercy. And so my mom also told me to remind all of you, this is funny, what your mom says, so I feel like I have to do it. Just how much the Lord loves all of you, loves all of us. That same way we see that motherly love, that worried, womb cringing love about their child. Yeah, that's how much God loves us and constantly thinks about us. And it can't be emphasized enough. And it sounds so trite so much of the time to say, oh, God loves you, and stuff like that. Oh, gosh, but I think about it this way sometimes. If God can move, if God can move me to want to be a priest, for that desire to be chosen to do so, and I look upon you, and I don't know you that well, and I feel this love for you that I don't know you that well, I was like, again, how much more and how much more perfect is Jesus' love for each one of you? It's indescribable. Some of you have read my story. It's been a little bit rocky at points in my life. I was 21 years old when my fiance died of brain cancer. I was married and divorced. So many of the things that people experience, I have experienced. Death, sorrow, abandonment. But I find myself here, and I'm infinitely thankful for that, and I'm infinitely thankful for all of you. So just as our Blessed Mother always points the way towards Jesus. We've got to remember that even though we can't balance things perfectly, that's what he does. He balances them perfectly. So if you entrust your children, your loved ones to the Lord, what we can't do, he can do for us. But we have to start trusting that he'll actually do it, instead of pulling back and being afraid that our prayers won't be answered in the way that we have or the expectations we have. Trust in the Lord. Trust in our Blessed Mother. God bless you all.